where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Today's Ontario budget includes an additional $2 billion over 3 years for home and community care, but it's not known how that's going to impact community living Sarnia Lambton. The $214.5 billion budget forecasts real GDP growth of just 0.3% this year. There's a $9.8 billion budget deficit projected for the coming fiscal year. Community Living Sarnia Lambton Executive Director Corey Thomas says organizations across Ontario started their Five to Survive campaign this fall, lobbying for a 5% increase in funding.
5% is not that much, actually. There was a fair bit of thought went into deciding what percentage we'd be working on. So this has involved going at a meeting with MP, provincial MPs, letter campaigns, social media campaigns, and so forth.
He says once over the past 30 years, they've seen a 3 to 4% adjustment to their budget, while the cost of living has risen 60%. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. Over 150 secondary students were suspended from school this morning. Lambton Public Health had yet to receive updated immunization records or proof of exemption from those kids. In accordance with the Immunization of School Pupils Act, they've been suspended. As of today, 9 elementary students were still out of class. Researchers at the University of Western are a step closer to finding an effective and affordable HIV treatment. They say it could cure millions of people across the world. The targeted treatment strategy uses a first-of-its-kind HIV virus-like particle. It's said to be 100 times more effective than any other therapeutics for people living with chronic HIV on combined antiretroviral therapy. You can read more at londonnewstoday.ca. Meanwhile, healthcare workers at London hospitals are getting educated on improved harm reduction practices to help patients suffering from drug addiction. They're using nearly $73,000 in federal funding to train workers to create tailored harm reduction strategies for those who use substances. This includes increasing staff's understanding of a patient's experience for more approachable and compassionate care. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered remarks today about the bridge collapse in Baltimore. A cargo ship had a mechanical failure overnight and slammed into the structure. Biden says he's planning to send all federal resources needed to reopen and rebuild the port. He says the situation can change at any time.
The search and rescue operation is our top priority. Ship traffic in the Port of Baltimore has been suspended until further notice, and we'll need to clear that channel before the ship traffic can resume.
Biden says local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic after they were alerted that the vessel lost control. Over 30,000 vehicles cross the Francis Scott Key Bridge on a daily basis. At least 6 people were unaccounted for as of mid-afternoon. And local celebs will be dancing to raise money for youth in need. 4 couples are taking part in Sarnia's Dancing with the Stars Gala at the Four Point Sheridan in Point Edward. Event coordinator Eve Morgan Langill says money raised benefits Ohana Landing.
It's affordable and safe housing for youth who are homeless or on the verge of homelessness right here in our community. It gives our youth who are experiencing that the opportunity to have access and use community supports, as well as have a safe space to work on themselves and learn life skills, go back to school, find employment, and actually feel like someone cares about them.
Tickets for the May 25th event are $75 and are available on Eventbrite. Showers tonight and a risk of a thunderstorm on a southwest wind, low 2 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers, high 5. On Thursday and Friday, mainly sunny, highs near 8 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.